Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Yizkor Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Hilchos Mezuzah. Okay, so what we're going to discuss today is how do I know which side to post the mezuzah on? This is kind of complicated. So let's go through the basic concepts and we'll go from there. The basic concept is that it should be on my right side as I enter the building, the house, whatever it is. So the front door of your house is really, that's one of the few easy ones here. So as you come in to your house from the outside, on your right side upon entrance, that's the side the mezuzah should be on. Now, if there was only one entrance from the outside to your house, and your house was kind of a very narrow operation that was just very deep with room after room after room after room, it would be very easy. Every room that you enter, every doorway, every entrance that you go through is just an extension of entering through the front door. And so you should just kind of continue to draw that directional arrow from the front door and everything as you're coming in on your right. The complicated thing is we have, generally speaking, more than one entrance to our homes. And by the way, it's so confusing to kind of go in and around and where's the directional arrow pointing? It's very confusing. So what I'd like to go through here is a few general rules that hopefully will at least make a certain amount of sense out of things. First rule is we do consider more than one entrance to the house in terms of kind of figuring out your directional arrows. But that's only if the other entrance is used with some type of frequency. In other words, if there's one entrance of the house that you use 75% of the time, and one entrance of the house that you use 25% of the time. Now, by the way, what I mean by you use it 25% of the time is not it's the door outside your kitchen and you use it to take your garbage out of and then you just come back into the kitchen. That's really not an entrance into the house. I mean that sometimes when you come home at night, you come in through the kitchen door. That's what I mean. If the case is that you do have more than one entrance that you use in different sort of settings, so then your directional arrow could really go either way. If there's any type of frequency with which you enter in the second opening, then it's a little bit more complicated. Even if there's only one entrance that you use with any frequency, it still is going to be complicated because our houses kind of like wrap around a little bit. But first rule is to realize that it's not necessarily all dictated by your front door. It could be also dictated by another directional entrance. Okay. So assuming for a moment that things are not clear at this point, that it's not enough just based on one direction or maybe more than one direction, so how do I decide which way is the way that I enter? So a major factor, if theoretically it could be, that I come in through my front door and then I go into my living room and then I go into my dining room. Or it could be that I come in through my front door and then I go into my kitchen and then I go into my dining room and then I go into my living room. So I have to figure out these entrances to the living room and the dining room and the kitchen, which way is which? Am I coming from the living room direction, from the kitchen direction? For that, we focus on which room is considered more prominent. Whichever room is more prominent, so in many houses, the dining room is a very prominent room. So if that's the case, as long as sometimes I go from living room to the dining room, and sometimes I go from the dining room to the living room, so if the dining room is the more prominent room, the mezuzah will be placed on my right side coming from the living room to the dining room. And similar, if the dining room is considered more prominent than the kitchen, the mezuzah, and sometimes I go from dining room to kitchen, sometimes I go from kitchen to dining room, the mezuzah will be placed on my right side and going from the kitchen to the dining room. That's where I would put the mezuzah. So that is a very important factor in these things. You only get there, though, if you have two directional arrows that you're trying to figure out. If you only have one directional arrow, you should just go in the direction where all the traffic goes. Sometimes you're not clear. Sometimes you don't know which way to go. And then there's a concept of Heckertzier. Heckertzier is we focus on the direction in which the door opens. Every door opens into a room. So the normal assumption, if all else is equal, in other words, if the rooms have similar prominence, or it's hard to figure out which room is more prominent, or whatever it is, so whichever room the door opens into is considered the room of entry. So if I have a door that goes from my kitchen into my dining room, just giving as an example, and I can't figure out which room is more prominent, the kitchen or the dining room, if the door opens into the dining room as opposed to into the kitchen, the fact that it opens into the dining room means that the person who created the house on some level assumed that the primary entry would be from the kitchen into the dining room. And therefore, you should have it on the right side going from the kitchen to the dining room. So again, just to sum up, the major factors are, first, you have to figure out your directional arrows. When you're figuring out directional arrows, it's not all or nothing. If there's with some frequency a secondary directional arrow, that's relevant here. If you have conflicting directional arrows, the primary decider is which room is the more prominent room. Whichever room is more prominent, that's the room that we focus on, the entry into that room. And then all else being equal in terms of the previous factor about prominence, we focus on Heckert's here. Whichever room the door opens into, that's the side that entering into that room on your right side, that's where you would put the mezuzah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.